Welcome to episode 305 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. I'm Peter Anderson. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. Since the fall of 2020, we have been here each weekday, bringing you biblical truth designed to help you find hope, meaning, and fulfillment in life. In the closing weeks of 2020, tens of thousands of people flocked to New York's Times Square to write their hopes for the following year on small sheets of paper for a wishing wall. On New Year's Eve, those little scraps of hope were tossed from rooftops in a blizzard of confetti. Initially, the heat from the crowd of revelers below sent the confetti floating up above the buildings. Then the wishes fluttered across the city, carried by the breeze. People have long wished for better as one year ends and another one begins. So they kiss at midnight, eat grapes, fill up their pantries, add cash to their wallets, and open their doors just before midnight in the hope that they can have a year of ongoing love, marked by prosperity, and filled with favorable opportunities. Some decorate a New Year's tree. They sing Auld Lang Syne. They get gussied up, sometimes even if they don't go anywhere. They give toasts. They light sparklers. They whoop it up with noisemakers. The earliest known New Year celebrations were in Mesopotamia and date back to 2000 BC. The early Romans used March 1st as New Year's Day. Other cultures have used other markers. For some, the autumn equinox, when the sun shines directly on the equator and the northern and southern hemispheres get the same amount of rays. Others, the winter solstice, when either of Earth's poles reaches its maximum tilt away from the sun, the time of the shortest day. In 1582, the Gregorian calendar, which marks January 1st as the new year, was adopted by the Roman Catholic Church. January is named after Janus, the Roman god with two faces, one looking forward and one looking backward. For the nation of Israel, the new year began in the autumn. It began in the month of Tishri, the first month of the civil calendar and the seventh month of the religious calendar. Leviticus 23, verses 24 to 25. Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, in the seventh month, in the first day of the month, shall ye have a Sabbath, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, and holy convocation. Jewish tradition claims that this first day of the seventh month is the anniversary of the creation of Adam and Eve, but there is no biblical support for this. The biblical name for that day is Yom Teruah, which literally means day of shouting or raising a noise. Yom Teruah begins the fall festival of the Feast of Trumpets, and it is a high holy day. This day is more commonly called Rosh Hashanah, which literally means head of the year. The book of Leviticus is clear that the first day of the new year is to be a day of rest and a day of sounding the trumpet. As a high holy day, it would have been a time of resting in the Lord and remembering all that he had done for them. But note, it begins the fall festival of the Feast of Trumpets. In the Bible, the sounding of trumpets served multiple purposes. The trumpets signaled to the people an instruction from God and how to respond. They were usually used for military purposes, directing the camp where to go. Their sounding was often a declaration of war or a way to encourage the troops. But their sounding was also like a prayer to God, reminding him of his covenant promise to help them. They declared that God would fulfill his promise to them. They were also used in celebration, reminding the people of God's faithfulness. Numbers 10, verses 8 to 9. Only the priests, Aaron's descendants, are allowed to blow the trumpets. This is a permanent law for you, to be observed from generation to generation. When you arrive in your own land and go to war against your enemies who attack you, sound the alarm with the trumpets. Then the Lord your God will remember you and rescue you from your enemies. Blow the trumpets in times of gladness too, sounding them at your annual festivals and at the beginning of each month. And blow the trumpets over your burnt offerings and peace offerings. The trumpets will remind your God of his covenant with you. I am the Lord your God. When the trumpet sounded on Rosh Hashanah, the people were reminded of God's word. They were reminded of what he had done for them. And they were asked to remember how he rescued them when they called. This special time when the trumpets were sounding was also a reminder of God's call to remember his commands and to worship him alone. The people of Israel were asked to remember how their ancestors had failed to obey the Lord, and that as a result of their sins, he had given them over to the stubbornness of their hearts to walk in their own devices. The trumpet call was also a reminder of God's desire to protect and provide for them. But in order to receive these blessings, they needed to listen to him, stay faithful, and remember his word. It was a reminder of his promise that I would feed you with the finest of the wheat, and with honey from the rock I would satisfy you. On this special day, they would sing for joy to God our strength, and shout joyfully to the God of Jacob. God does not want us to just blow a noisemaker and declare, 2022 is here, yay! He wants us to sound a trumpet throughout the year. He wants us to sound the trumpet that reminds us of his promises to us, believing that he will fulfill them. He wants us to sound the trumpet that shows that we understand and we are willing to respond to his instructions, codified in his word. He wants us to sound the trumpet of praise, the trumpet of thanksgiving, the trumpet of contrition, the trumpet of petition, all in prayer to him. He wants us to sound the trumpet that reminds him of his covenant promises, and in sounding, claiming, and declaring those promises. He wants us to sound the trumpet of victory over the sins that so easily beset us, to sound so that we will not fall into temptation, to sound so that we can stand firm in the faith. He wants us to sound the trumpet and defeat our enemies, seen and unseen. He wants us to sound the trumpet that will help us to overcome our insecurities, our pride, our depression, our hate and bitterness, our guilt and shame. He wants us to sound the trumpet of celebration because we know that he is faithful and just, because we know that he will give us a victory this year, and because we know that he is worthy. He wants us to sound the trumpet loudly and clearly so that others may hear and believe. This year, throughout the year, listen to the call of trumpets, loud and piercing reminders of all that God has done for you. And look for opportunities where you can sound the trumpet in response to God, in affirmation of God, and on behalf as a witness for God. Father, thank you for all that you have done for us. Thank you that your love endures forever. Help us this year to be faithful to keep your commands. Help us to be faithful in sounding and in responding to the trumpets. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.